every web project that we do, every piece of development we do on our websites is almost always developing a new feature or adding a new piece of functionality or content or area or microsite or whatever else. It's add. Now, I've talked before about that actually we from time to time should be removing and that we should be going back through and simplifying our website. So I've done that. I won't cover that again. But what I haven't talked about is the need to tidy up after yourself as well. As you add more bits of functionality and you tweak and change and alter the content and all the rest of it, design can become messy around the edges. Things stop lining up, buttons aren't in a consistent style, type varies in size and weight and maybe even face, colours aren't implemented consistently across the website, etc, etc. When was the last time you had a project to do a spring clean of your site and to rectify these little design differences that have crept in? Probably never. And probably because you haven't really noticed them. That's the trouble. When you're looking at something all of the time, when you become used to it, you don't spot these things. And to some extent, neither does the user, at least not on a conscious level. But they do on a subconscious level. They take in the fact that this website doesn't look quite right. It doesn't look professional. It doesn't look slick. And obviously that reflects A, badly on your branding, but B, on the level of trust they have. The trouble is, when it comes to the internet, it's not easy to judge the reliability of a source or the trustworthiness of a company you might be buying from. So what they have to do is they have to rely on little intuitive feels about it. Does this feel trustworthy or not? And it's things like inconsistencies in design that can throw up doubt in people's minds. Not on a conscious level, but subconsciously. I've seen it. I've seen in usability testing users go, oh, I'm not sure about this. I don't trust this. I'm not, and you ask them why and they don't really know. But then if you present them something slicker, something more refined, then they like it. So it is something you need to be considering. What about getting yourself a web designer to come in and just do a review of your site? Just point out where things are struggling, where things are going wrong, where there are inconsistencies that have crept in. It doesn't need to be a big or an expensive project, but it's just getting a fresh pair of eyes, a fresh trained pair of eyes to have a look at your website and identify where standards are beginning to slip. It's something we do from time to time with our clients, and it's incredibly worthwhile. So perhaps it's time to do it on your site too.